This is You Become What You Think About with Earl Nightingale. Timeless insights on success, personal development, and the power of positive thinking, brought to you by Nightingale Conant.
Thank you. You know, everything in nature has two sides, a good and a bad, depending upon the point of view. The rain that waters and fertilizes the crops also brings devastating floods. The fire that warms our homes and cooks our meals can cause widespread havoc when out of control. Think for a moment about the good and the bad sides of memory. It's believed that our subconscious minds remember everything that ever happened to us, every sight, taste, touch, sound, and smell, every emotional experience. But our conscious memories are short. It's good that our memories are short. We forget the bad, and that's good. We forget our failures, our mistakes, our foolishness, the pain we've caused, the opportunities we've missed, the love we failed to give or receive when it was needed. These pass from our conscious memories as from a filter to which they cling for a while, only to be cleansed away by the flow of time. But we also forget, to our pain, the good, and that's bad. We forget the principles, the systems, which, if we but lived by them, result in our achieving the things we want to achieve. So then, just as we forget the bad, we also forget the good. We can literally forget how to live successfully. If through some diabolical condition we were constantly reminded of all our past failures and mistakes, we'd live in a constant state of gloomy despair, a hell on earth. Our conveniently forgetful minds, however, save us from this. But if through some marvelous agency we could be constantly reminded so that we never forget the principles and systems which work to our benefit and the benefit of society, we would live in a constant state of purposeful enthusiasm, expectation, and hope. We'd go from one success to another all the years of our lives. Our world would be filled with the rewarding side of living, of accomplishment, and good cheer. Well, the world's most successful men and women managed to do just this. They managed to arrange their minds and materials so that they're regularly reminded of the vital principles they need to remember in order to live successfully. They make certain that they never forget how to live well. And they do this through four vital steps. One, information, knowledge. They never stop learning. They never stop studying the kind of information calculated to make them more effective at what they've chosen to do with their lives. Two, a plan. A plan for putting this knowledge to use and a plan for their lives. A definite goal toward which they're always working. Three, reminding. A program to regularly remind them of the information they've learned. They realize how easy it is to forget unless they are constantly reminded. And four, inspiration. The motivation to put the knowledge and the plan into action and thereby produce results. And with this four-point program, they move steadily ahead month after month, year after year. I'll be back in a minute. Four steps to greatness. One, information, knowledge. Two, a plan for putting this information to constructive use. Three, constant reminding of what they know and where they're going. And four, the inspiration and motivation to keep them on the track. This is Earl Nightingale, and thank you.
You've been listening to You Become What You Think About with Earl Nightingale, brought to you by Nightingale Conant. Until next time, remember, you become what you think about.